Yeah, we're going to lie down today, please. And we'll lie down on an accordion or accordion support. Be sure to lie against the firm end, please, not the fringe end. So, accordion and fold your blankets, everybody. We may catch up with it later after the public class leaves, right? We'll catch up a little more with it, I think. So Richard can fully move through this lesson. Lie on your back, please. Open your arms out to the sides, palms up. Close your eyes. Soften your tongue. Have a look. Have a look. I like to do this when I start. I mentioned yesterday about the torso being the pot, the gata or the kumbha. Imagine you can empty out your torso. So it's an empty container. All the way from the groin to the top of the shoulders and from front to back. And when you inhale, look to see where the breath seems to move in that empty space. Don't try to change it in any way. Just observe where it's moving. Just look. Soften the throat. Remember, when you do anasana practice, the monitor are the eyes, but in pranayama, the monitor are the ears. So listen very carefully. We have a deep listening session coming up in a day or two. Look in the sense of being aware. And when you look at your breath in this way, when you observe your breath in this way, it very spontaneously begins to slow down. Observe that happening. That's a good thing. The breath slows down. And once you feel the breath slowing down, then you begin to look at the exhalation in particular. The exhalation is where it's all happening. So receive the in-breath. Again, I mentioned the other day about this. When you inhale, to keep the nostrils soft, the wings of the nose. So there's no gripping, there's no flaring of the nostrils. And if you want to make sure that that doesn't happen, direct your breath across the inner lining of the nostrils, across the septum. And as the breath slows down, get a sense of the length of your exhales. And then start to notice that little pause at the end of each exhalation. Crucial. Well, let's start. I know this is a rather quick way to go. Let's start with four. Take an inhalation and count. Om 1, Om 2, Om 3, Om 4. And then exhale the same. Om 1, 2, 3, 4. And then pause a bit. And notice the effect on your emotions, your thoughts, that Samavriti is having. And take a few cycles of four counts. Have a look. And after a few cycles, two, three, whatever, if you feel comfortable with what you're doing, with the number of counts, four, then add a count to both inhale and exhale. In other words, one, two, three, four, five, inhale, one, two, three, four, five, exhale. And then pause. And again, repeat that count for a few cycles. And again, look, feel what's going on. And then again, if you feel like you can do more profitably, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, it's not an Olympic event, okay? You're not trying to get the highest number possible. You're trying to get a number that suits you as a breather. So find that spot where you're most happy. Most happy. And then just stay with that number. It may not be the same from day to day. That's one very important thing about breathing practice. Whatever you experience in one day, if you try to recreate it again the next day, it won't work. You've got to let these things happen spontaneously. So eventually you'll come to your number and you watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's say 5. So you're inhaling for 5 and exhaling for 5. And then you pause. That pause is very important. You just wait a little bit before you take the next in-breath. And just wait. So you're not hurrying through the practice. It's a very leisurely thing to do. Throat soft, tongue soft, eyes, wings of the nose, inner ear is very deep and attentive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pause. Now, if you're not used to doing this kind of practice, there's a very strong tendency to drift away. So the main thing when you do a breathing practice, more than anything else, the most important thing is to stay attentive to the breath as much as you can. Even more important than the counting. So when you find yourself drifting off, draw yourself back. And stay with the breath. And then you ask yourself this very important question, who's the breather? But don't try to answer with your brain. The brain doesn't know anything. Now there's your stage two. Take one more inhale, one more exhale, and then go back to everyday breathing. Now we didn't do very much practice, so there probably won't be much effect. But just stop the counting now. Let it all go. And just observe. Just observe. Who's the breather? That's tantamount to asking yourself, who am I? Your breathing has a message in there for you if you listen carefully. It says a lot about you, about who you are. Who am I? Who's the breather? This practice is a great refuge. We need to get away and be by yourself and feed yourself and nurture yourself. There's no better way to do it, in my opinion. Very nice. Now twinkle your toes and your fingers. We'll get back to this again. Remember, when you come out, be very careful. The brain quiets down. You don't want to jerk yourself around by coming out. Rod and Colleen are very careful about that. And then when you're ready, you can bend your knees and roll off to your right. always be sure when you come up to use the strength of your arm to push the torso and drag the head.
And so we let the other people filter in. Just write down anything that you just experienced.